There we go. We've got some punk love songs in the mix now. And I may as well just play my Amyl interview since we played that. So here it is. I chatted to Declan from Amyl and Sniffers yesterday ahead of their exciting show Saturday and Sunday at the Power Station, as well as this Friday in Wellington for our Raleigh listeners. So here it is.
Firstly, I was curious about the songwriting in the band. Is it a shared effort between the four of you, or does Amy bring lyrics that you guys musically write around, or vice versa, that you bring music and she writes lyrics to it?
Yeah, so the way that we write is either me, Bryce, or Gus have like a riff or a finished song. And for this album in particular, the three of us would jam it out together and sort of figure out how it was going to go as an instrumental. And then Amy would come in later. We'd record what we did in the day, and then Amy would come in and record her own vocals over the top. So she would write her own lyrics sometimes, like away from a song, but she would have to wait for us to write a song for her to apply those lyrics to. So that's kind of the process. It was a bit disjointed this time with Amy not in the room, but I think it worked out well for us.
Yeah, no, it definitely came out amazingly. With the album, you've reached so much more success than with previous ones, like really blown out outside of the Australasia punk scenes. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, if we have the ability now, as we're doing this year, like we're playing all the way through November this year. So we just play in different countries all the time and get to revisit places that we like all around the world. And, you know, if there's a new place that we haven't played before, it's exciting that we know that people are going to be there and are excited for us to come. So it's been a really fun process, really.
Yeah, well, those of us in New Zealand, we've been very excited and waiting. Some of us have been waiting since, I think, was it 2017 or 2018 with Big Attraction? And then also you've got so many new fans as well. What can we expect from the gigs? A, for those of us who've been there since I'm Not a Loser days, for those who are now jamming out to Jerking and stuff.
I guess like it's still the high energy shows that we've always played over the last 9 years. I can't believe it's that long. But
oh, is it? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot more of a well-oiled, fine-tuned machine. So yeah, the same set and energy that we bring to, you know, the big shows, like we just did Sydney Meyer Music Bowl in Melbourne or the Roundhouse in London. We just, yeah, give that same vibe to Auckland and Wellington.
I also wanted to talk a bit about the lyrical content, even though you're not writing it. It's become a lot more political over the years. Like, with Big Attraction, it was like blowjobs and munchies. And now it's a bunch of stuff about feminism and self-acceptance, as well as I've heard people talk about cartoon darkness in regards with climate change and AI. Is that a conscious decision as a band that you guys are moving towards stuff like that and being a bit more like political perhaps in your lyrics? Or is it just kind of something that's naturally occurred?
I guess like as a band, we haven't really discussed the direction that Amy's lyrics will go down. You know, for us boys, it's our role just to be the band behind Amy and give her the platform that she needs for her lyrics. And I guess that shift and becoming a little bit more political came in 2020, which was a very political year, especially for Australia, with like we had those big bushfires and then COVID as well. But I think like, you know, that sort of thing, and you know, punk and politics always have gone hand in hand, and I think Amy has just gone on like a similar journey to what a lot of other people do, where she's become more curious and more, you know, inquisitive about politics and society and all that. So that's sort of where that comes from. And as we've moved from, you know, a particular side of Melbourne to an Australian band to, you know, now an international touring act, there's a lot more issues that we see affect the world. So I think Amy absorbs that all in, as a good artist would do. And it's just up to us boys to make cool riffs underneath.
Do you find that your music, your riffs and stuff that you're doing, have changed alongside that as well? Or are you guys still just like bringing in the fun kind of pub rock aspect to it?
Yeah, we definitely. Like, I think, back when we started out, we would roll very, very fresh to our instruments and had no idea what we were doing, and it was all that DIY stuff and very spontaneous. And then as our audience has grown, it's sort of become, I guess, you know, the stakes are higher. We sort of try and write, I guess, better in our heads. I don't know. Some songs still are very spontaneous in the way that they come out, and that's important to us as well because of the way that we started. So on Cartoon Darkness, like It's Mine was written, you know, just before we went into the studio, and it's sort of like written as it was played sort of thing, and that's the original essence of our band. So it's sort of like a balanced thing that we're not trying to completely shift away, but also just be a little bit more eclectic.
It's really funny that you said that, because It's Mine is probably my favorite from the album.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
and it's because of the intense energy of it. So you, like, it definitely comes across that was, you know, quite a like a spur of the moment song, you know,
for sure. Yeah,
well, it's been lovely to chat with you. I'll let you get on with your day.
Thank you.
But yeah, really looking forward to the show. I'm going to catch the Saturday one, and so many of us have been amped for this for years. So yeah, we're really excited.
Hell yeah, I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you Saturday.
That was me chatting with Declan from Emil and the Sniffers. And now we're going to hear a few songs of theirs from the album Cartoon Darkness, starting off, of course, with It's Mine, because it's my favorite. And it's also the one we chatted about. Here it is.